Hey, Kai, hello. How are you?
Okay, I'm pretty fine, doing pretty well, and getting ready for the tour.
Okay, това е Кай Хансен, който казва, че се чувства добре и е готов, готви се за турнето. Well, basically, this is, as far as I remember, gonna be your third ever show in Bulgaria, you with your band, but only yep. your first one in the major city of the country. So, of course, the first question should be, what is the feeling inside yourself? I mean, in terms of expectations and stuff?
Well, of course, I mean, on the whole, for the whole tour, we're pretty excited, you know. We have, you know, we have the feeling that this tour is going to be something very special and something big in a way for us and for the fans as well. So I expect that, you know, especially like, as it is with Bulgaria, as you said, you know, it's the first time to be in the capital there, and so it's something special for us, you know, and we're curious how the fans will be and, you know, how everything goes down.
Окей, okay. Попитах го, добре де, това ще бъде третият ви концерт в България, но едва първият в София. Как се чувствате? Какво очаквате? Кай каза, ние по принцип сме много, изключително много очакваме с нетърпение и сме много въодушевени по принцип по цялото ни турне. Мислим, че ще бъде много яко, но както вие казахте, както ти каза, до този момент не сме свирили в столицата на вашата страна, така че ни е много любопитно как ще ни приемат хората. One more question about the tour and then I'll jump on the album. The thing is that you're touring with Helloween now, and we asked them something like 2 weeks ago how it's gonna be, Gamma Ray and Helloween. They said that they have very high expectations to have you and your band on the same bill. So I believe that you're gonna say the same, of course, but... I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. do you guys will party together after the shows and before, or are you gonna stay strictly professional? You with your band, they with their band and crew and stuff.
No, absolutely. We will get together for some drinks, and, you know, sitting around together, and you know, having a good time and a chat. I guess we will not be that separated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay. Дали всъщност те, тъй договорихме и с Хелоуин наскоро, ето, Кай Хансен, който е бивш член на Хелоуин, как пътуват заедно? Дали си говорят, дали имат време да си общуват, да се забавляват, или Гама Рей си стоят на една страна, Хелоуин на друга? Той каза, не, мисля, че ще бъдем заедно, ще си изкарваме добре, ще имаме време да поговорим и надявам се да не бъдем чак толкова разделени. Well, your ninth full-length album will be released something in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
To what extent this one is different from the previous ones, and to what extent it keeps the main basics of Gamma Ray?
Oh, well.
It's a long one, yeah?
Yeah. You know, it's like... for ourselves, it's always very hard to describe, but we have the feeling this album is kind of special. It sums up, it's a kind of summary of our experiences during the last 10 years, I guess. And of course, it's something that is kind of very fresh again. We all had a very enthusiastic atmosphere throughout the whole recording, and I think the direction we had set for ourselves was going for Land of the Free marked that this album would be kind of special in a way. We all had this kind of positive, the want to have a positive output, because we actually feel like that at the moment, and it's just like a very good feeling. So it's very hard, you know. Some people said, you know, there is parts from on this new album you could feel that it's like a summary of the strongest parts of Gamma Ray, reaching from Heading for Tomorrow until Majestic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I can somehow subscribe to that.
Okay. Девети студиен албум предстои да издадат Габарей. Всъщност това е централният повод да говорим сега с Кай Хансен. Попитах го, добре, де, по какъв начин този албум държи основните неща на групата и по какъв начин всъщност е различен от предишните 8 албума. Кай каза, това е албум, в който искахме да олицетворим и да изразим над 10 години от нашия опит. В същото време искахме да го направим свеж, истински албум и мисля, че се получи, защото в интерес на истината, настроението ни беше изключително позитивно. Мисля, че така и се получи. Но ето това е комбинацията от опита ни плюс новите ни свежи идеи. Out of 12 songs, it seems that a big part of them were written solely by you, Kai. You let your drummer and your bass player to have one each. Why the hell?
No, I mean, there's some misinformation. Henyo wrote two songs as well. So the songs Rain and Hear Me Calling are written by Henyo.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, you know, I'm it's like that on pretty much every album, that I'm maybe the most productive on this case, and I always am the first one to start with the songwriting and always come up with a lot of ideas. So, but that's not, it's not like a general rule that it has to be like that. You
mm-hmm.
know? So everybody's allowed and free to come up with tons of ideas if he has them.
Okay.
And then we sort it out, you know, and then we decide with the whole band what we think is good for the album and what is maybe not fitting or so. In the end, every song that is written, and no matter who wrote it, will go through the rehearsal room and we play this song together and we all put our ideas and things into every song. So it's, in the end, it always gets into some kind of teamwork thing where we decide the final arrangement of a song and what parts are, you know, maybe stronger or what parts we should change and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. В списъка от 12-те парчета в новия албум Land of the Free 2 пише, там където пише имената на композиторите на песните, че всъщност всички неща са направени от самия Кан Хансен. Само две обаче са написани от басиста и от барабариста от, и така нататък. Защо така, по дяволите? Идеята ми беше защо всъщност им позволи да правят парчета. Рокай каза, ми не е точно така в интерес на истината, защото така излиза, но на практика, ще предам думите му набързо, на практика ние идваме всеки с идеите си, след това по време на репетициите и в студиото всеки ги доразвива и така нататък. Мисля, че работим като една цяла група. Well, I know people and... I can say that I know a hell lot of people that are still regretting you living Halloween, though it was so many years ago. Do you think that... Do you have sometimes regrets on yourself about this? Or we can say that Gamma Ray is something that completely made you forget the past at all?
Well, my past is still with me, of course, and it was a very good time, but... At the time I left the band, things were not good anymore, and it was not to be changed in these earlier times. Of course, it's a sad thing that it was like that, and still I think it's sad, but it was the right decision to leave because I couldn't, you know, it was not to be changed at this time. Today things might look different, but of course you always live in a certain moment, and at a certain moment you feel like this and that, and maybe to see it differently, maybe you need some time, but I don't have any regrets of having done this move, and I'm really happy with Gamma Ray and the way things turn out for the band.
Mm-hmm. Аз лично познавам много хора, които съжаляват това, че той, Кай Хансен, вече не е в Хелоуин, въпреки че раздялата се състоя толкова отдавна. Попитах го, добре, де ти, самият Кай, изпитвал ли си някога съжаление за това, което направи? Той каза не, защото тогава атмосферата и общото разстроение не бяха никак добри и мисля, че това беше единственото правилно решение. Сега отношенията ни са съвсем други, но никога не съм съжалявал за това, че не съм в Хелоуин. Защото съм много щастлив от начина, по който се развиха Gamma Ray. Did the other guys in Halloween, though, approach you through the years to get back?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No, but because they knew, I guess, you know, there was never talk about anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of typical reunion stuff, you
yeah.
know. And I think it's just like we were from then on two separate bands, and everybody knew that this is another band, you know, so nobody ever asked me about this.
Никой от Хелоуин не се е свързвал с него с идеята да го покари да се върне обратно. Никога не е ставало дума, не е бил възможен дори разговор за такъв реюнион, каза той, защото те знаят много добре, че моята група се развива. Yeah, in a metaphorical sense, this tour is a kind of a reunion. You will share the same stage, not at the same time, but anyway, I mean, I believe that that was part of the idea, because this is a very successful package.
Oh, I think it will be, yes. And, of course, these both bands are historically connected. And, you know, we had some good chances to play on festivals together, and we even did some jam sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And always there was time for a drink or two and some talk. And we always agreed on that it would be great to have Gamera and Helloween going on tour together as a package. So this time, luckily, our release plans were pretty much the same timing-wise. And therefore, it was just, you know, a matter of a few phone calls to get this done, and we're very happy to have reached this kind of status and you know, this kind of relationship with both bands, that we're able to do this. And of course, we will not miss the chance once we're on tour together to, you know, do some jams as well, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. В крайна сметка, дали обаче това концертно събиране на двете групи, този много успешен пакет от Gamma Ray и Helloween, не е в метафоричен начин казано, изразено събирането, този реюнион? Той каза, да, ние винаги сме си говорили колко добре ще бъде да свирят двете групи заедно. Всъщност сме свирили заедно на фестивали, дори сме свирили заедно, качвайки се разцерата, сме правили джем сесии и след това на едно или на две питиета сме си казвали колко добре може да се получи едно турне на двете групи. Ето, че сега плановете ни и датите на излизане на новите ни албуми са толкова близко една до друга, така че това е много удобен повод да тръгнем заедно на турне. След това беше въпрос само на няколко телефонни разговора, за да осъществим идеята за това турне да я направим възможно. Okay, anything you would like to add to not about the Helloween or blah 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 history stuff, but about the album?
I hope everybody will enjoy the album as much as we do, and so far I think we've done the right thing and a good thing, and I, of course, you know, well, I have to come back to the tour, because I expect to see a lot of crazy good Bulgarian fans out there when we play, and that we have a lot of good fun together.
Okay, Kai, thank you very much. Good luck with the tour, and we'll see you in town. Thank you.
All right, thank you. See you then. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Това беше Кай Хансен, който накрая завърши с думите, защото аз му казах, добре, де, последното нещо, което би искал да кажеш, нека не е свързано с Хелоуин, Gamma Ray, историята, миналото, а нека е свързано с албума. Кай каза, ами всъщност би трябвало да се върнем към турнето, наистина нямам търпение, чакам да видя много луди български метал фенове на концерта ни в София и ще се видим скоро. Благодаря!